tonight I'll be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We've practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, so please reply back to me in the basic format. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our family, friends, neighbors, and our communities. Great. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Great. Last week, we discussed fire drills in various places for your family and that sort of thing. And Jill had a lot of good ideas. A lot of you ladies had a lot of good ideas. And maybe we could continue that discussion a little further. I know that Kimber had some additional ideas. So WRKV487 Kimber, are you available?
This is WRKV487. How do you copy?
Copy. You're coming in loud and clear.
Well, thank you, Karen, and thank you, everybody, for being here. Yeah, ladies, Jill and I were discussing, you know, we discussed a lot of good information about fire safety and what we would do in case of fire and different things that, you know, were available to us. But specifically, we want to get into what exactly do you have planned as a family in case there is an emergency that we have to evacuate and you have to leave the house right now. I mean, right now. That would be a rude awakening for many of us, as I can imagine. So we kind of like to discuss and get you into the discussion of what is your family going to do if you have a large family with several children or several people living in your house. How are you going to get out of your house? What items do you have available? Sorry, I timed out. What would you do for each person? Does each person have a go bag with, like, their blanket and their pillow and medications, a change of clothes, a change of shoes, what they need for the next day to get by? You know, even the small children can have a little backpack or something. But as far as going out the window or how are you going to get out of the house, there's a backup plan. Let me break. Each and every family member is going to need something to do, whether they grab an animal, they grab an item in the house that they were designated to grab, out what window and how are they going to get out, do they know how to do that safely without getting hurt, all these things. So it'd be nice to have people talk about what exactly they have planned or what they know they can't do. And I think that's about it. I don't know if Jill 359er wants to, I think it's 359, Jill's call number, sorry, if she wants to add anything to it. But thank you, Karen. Back to Ned.
WRJX597 Jill, are you available to talk a little bit more about this topic?
WRJX597 Jill, yes, I am.
Copy that. Well, Kimber gave us a few ideas. Would you like to expand on all of that, Jill?
Yes, I would a little bit. My thoughts on this were, I'm thinking about Hope's family with children of a variety of ages, is something that the kids can do to be responsible for so they aren't in a panic and afraid. Break. And so they have some control over what they are taking out of there. They've got their own little box or backpack or whatever with the things that are important to them that as adults we may not think are important to us. Break. Perhaps have the kids, the older kids, be responsible for the younger kids. I mean, it has to be fluid because you don't know who's going to be where at when the fire happens or the evacuation happens. So let's hear about it, okay? I'm done for now.
Copy that. Well, thank you very much for that, Jill. So I'll continue to call on the ladies and see if they can expound on that, and then maybe they might have some questions of either one of you. So let's begin with WRMW211 Hope. This is Radio Check for Patriot, ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMW211 Hope, I copy.
Copy that. You're coming in loud and clear this evening, Hope. So Jill and Kimber were talking about a little bit further into the fire drills for your family and that type of stuff, and I'm hoping you heard what they had to say. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, I would just add that I would not encourage my kids to grab anything in the case of a fire, like at night. I have multiple family members who are firefighters. And my encouragement would be if you have a shed or something and you want to keep important items, keep them out of your house and available or in your vehicle already if you need extra medication. Because, you know, maybe you could keep it in your e-bag out in the car, because all I want is for them to get out of the house, and they know that. I want them to get out safely. Each person who's responsible for someone else needs to get that person, and then we have a place that they meet outside. So I know people can think, oh, you know, we want this or that. Anything that's really precious, like, I think needs to be in a fire safe break. Probably in a fire safe or near a door where it can be grabbed by a parent. But as far as the kids go, I don't give them any responsibility for any pictures or anything like that. Having a fireproof safe is very important. And keep your items that are important in there, like documents, things, in case you can't grab it.